The Chinese capital reported 27 new COVID-19 infections on Monday, bringing the total of the new outbreaks since Thursday to over 100. 9 districts have been affected by the recurrence of the novel coronavirus, with Fengtai being hit the hardest. Chinese researchers have suggested the virus that caused the outbreak may have come from Europe, and it's more contagious than that found in Huanan Seafood Market in Wuhan. A Chinese medical expert says the number of new COVID-19 cases in Beijing in the upcoming 3 days will be crucial to predicting how the pandemic situation in the city will evolve. Wu Zunyo is the chief epidemiologist from the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention. He made the remarks amid the resurgence of domestically transmitted COVID-19 cases in Beijing.
The first confirmed case in Beijing was reported on June 11th. The city then initiated responses on June the 12th and 13th with in-time and effective measures. For those who have been infected, if they were going to show symptoms, it will be on June 16th or the day after June 17th. So once there are not a lot of new cases reported in the next few days, then the outbreak will be under control in approximately the same scale as now.
Wu says they're trying to figure out the reasons behind the recent outbreak, since there'd been no COVID-19 cases in Beijing for nearly 2 months. China's delayed the launch of the final satellite of the Beidou-3 navigation system, which was scheduled for Tuesday morning. According to Xinhua News Agency, some problems were found during a pre-launch test on the carrier rocket. A new launch time will be decided at a later date. The building of the BDS-3 system began in 2009. It'll be the fourth global satellite navigation system after GPS, GLONASS, and Galileo. President Donald Trump says the number of American troops deployed in Germany will be reduced to 25,000 due to Germany's insufficient defense spending. Currently, there are around 35,000 U.S. troops stationed in Germany. Trump's directed the Pentagon to reduce the U.S. military presence in Germany by September, a move which has drawn opposition among U.S. lawmakers. Last week, 22 Republican members of Congress warned Trump that a significant force drawdown in Europe would serve Russia's interests at the expense of U.S. national security. A report suggests that black people die during taser confrontations with police in the United States at a disproportionately higher rate. Reuters documented more than 1,000 cases from the early 2000s until the end of 2018 in which people died after being shocked by police using a taser. At least 32% of those who died were black, and at least 29% were white. A Russian court has found former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan guilty of spying for the United States. 50-year-old Whelan, who pleaded not guilty, was convicted yesterday and sentenced to 16 years in jail. The U.S. ambassador called the decision an egregious violation of human rights that would harm ties between the two countries. Whelan was detained by agents from Russia's Federal Security Service in Moscow in December of 2018. Russia says that he was caught red-handed with a computer flash drive containing classified information. Whelan said that he was set up in a sting and thought the drive, given to him by a Russian acquaintance, contained holiday photos. China's retail sales of consumer goods declined 2.8% year-on-year in May, narrowing from a drop of 7.5% in April. During the period, retail sales of consumer goods reached 3.2 trillion yuan, or more than 450 billion U.S. dollars, up by 0.8% month-on-month. In the first 5 months, China's retail sales of consumer goods went down 13% year-on-year to reach 13.9 trillion yuan, narrowing by 2.7 percentage points from the first 4 months.